ายกันเสียทุกตัวเลิก
All my life, and that is for 43 years, I've been holding, sticking to the principle that you should not partake of sentient flesh of any kind or any poison of any kind. And I, for that reason, I have felt that you are doing a wonderful work, but I cannot understand why you draw the line on eggs. I'd like to know.
This is Mr. Hackett?
Hackley.
Hackley?
Yes, that's all right. Sit down, please. About the eggs, you see, we are to use such like diet which is helping factor, you see. We want to control our passions. Anything that goes to flare up passions, those are to be avoided.
See, and eggs, they certainly do.
Yes.
I understand.
For that reason, you see.
I understand. Yes,
because you have to go to a refined state, you want to find that. Even more eating.
Isn't there another reason, too? Don't they have something called chlorophyll or something in them?
Maybe anything. The main thing is like that. One way we want to put on fire, the other you say up for the even simple diet, you see. Even more diet is doing, you see. You just fill your belly from double to the gullet. Oh, that also said.
In other words, I have understood that several people didn't consume eggs, but I never knew the exact reason. But I have heard about them being very conducive to
But I tell you, there are no equivalent diets in the dietary system too. I'll give you a small prescription. Half of walnut. Two almonds. And molecularities only?
Raisin
is small one. Like raisins it is, but black
grapes
dry. That is called Malacca that side. Grapes? Currants. Four currants, two almonds, and half walnut will give you the same for two eggs.
I see now. One walnut, two almonds, and a currant or raisin or something.
That will give you more than that.
That will give you the same nourishment that the egg would give you.
Yes, sir.
I wish you would please give me your address before you leave, I'll mail you some information.
Where do you live?
I live at 4223 Southern Parkway.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm very glad to see you all here, you see, gathered together. Yes, half walnut.
Half a walnut, two almonds, and one currant.
No, four currants. Four. Four currants, two almonds, half walnut.
Half walnut.
Well,
half a black walnut.
Well, the walnut is.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Hackley.
And then what else? Well, I want to get the four currants.
Here. Dr. Yes. Eva Freeman from Dallas is holding up a hand.
Yes.
I'd like to understand why you do not tell them to stop smoking, using the back of them, and have them stop eating food. It's very harmful to the body.
We do stop them from smoking as soon as we can.
I mean, why is the man that immediately like to do the others? Well, I'm asking now. I'm not...
All intoxicants, the word I use, all intoxicants. Smoking also intoxicants. Because when they're going to murder a man, they will smoke and then if they kill others.
I know, but you don't require them to stop smoking.
I always stop it, please.
You
beg your pardon? I always stop it, in India and everywhere. I say all intoxicants.
Well, they haven't stopped.
No, stop, that's another thing. But I don't.
You don't require it of me.
No, there's no question of retirement. You see, it contains nicotine, you see. And if you want to continue, that also gives a fit.
Pardon me just a moment. Dr. Freeman, if they're smoking, they're not barred from the initiation.
That's what I mean.
And but I think under the new ruling, they are, aren't they?
What?
Do they have to stop smoking before they can be initiated?
In talk, he said, yes, I do in India.
Yeah.
Our master also said,
well, we're starting it here.
300 or so many diseases only arise from smoking. 360 or so. Bad habit too, but still, it is a bad effect and gives intoxication too, if it's intoxicated. And you'll find whenever a man is going to murder, he first have a smoke, and in that particular order. Then you find language. They'll give you fixed. That's an injury, that's it, eh? False recovery. That's it.
You know to whom I refer, don't you?
Make what?
I said, Megan. You know some of our leaders smoke.
Absolutely. There are somebody who do you mean say those who are leaders, they become perfect? They are on the way, all imperfect people, you have to carry work with them. But they must stop. There's no reason why they should not. If their leader does not mean, they just act like a bad example. Well, you're right there.
Because in our home is a big sign, no smoking.
Yes, but we didn't do that in the beginning, did we?
Always. In India, at least.
Always.
Yes. Nobody allowed to satsang or anywhere, no smoking. Even others who come who are not in here, they're not also not allowed.
Yeah, not nobody in the ashram, nobody, you know.
Yes. Even though they're addicted to it, and they are.
They don't understand it.
They understand.
I think that should be made clear to them if not. That's all. If I speak to
you. I'll let you tell them.
Yes,
you
yes. Intoxicants include, you see, smoke. Yes, I tell you one thing. Intoxicants, you see, for wines, etc., they affect all at once. This affects slowly, but that injures. In the long run, it is a said of a Yunani, I mean doctor, that 360 or so many diseases arise only by smoking. You see.
Yeah.
But in Sikh religion, it is strictly forbidden to smoke.
See, everybody, almost everybody
in what the is bad is bad, kind of good, you see. Those who are addicted to that, they simply make little allowances. That's not to meet with their own purpose. This is bad. Not correct, please.
In the Path of the Masters, Dr. Johnson wrote that if we were smoking at the time of the initiation, the time would come when God would give us something to take the place of the smoking.
Not that it's prohibited everywhere. They take it, that's another thing. But there are so many things prescribed and the people don't do it. They should.
Are there any other questions?
I'd like to have an egg. Participate and make you grow spiritually plus the other things he taught us. The almonds, the way make us grow spiritually.
Do almonds make you grow spiritually?
Yeah, they're sattvic, what do they do? They don't create any other things. It is helping right now. All nuts, they're proteins, you know.
Any others? What about you, Elsie? Leon?
Maharaji, what can we do or what must we do in order to increase in us the feeling of love, which is the...
I think I replied to you last night about this.
Oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't here then.
That is regularly recorded. Not that is regularly recorded.
Mr. Jack Holt recorded.
I just gave it.
You get it from Jack Holt.
Love is already ingrained in you. Should be with love from outside in you. That will run far in the company of those who have got love. This comes by radiation. And the more you come in contact with the light and sound principle, that is love personified. The more you come in touch with that, the love in you will clear up. And the outer company of those who are lovers of God, that will give you very little touch.
Any more? Let's stop it.
Yes, please.
When you say no drugs, does that also mean no medications that are prescribed sometimes by physicians?
I never said anything about drugs.
I thought that said that on the initiation paper.
That what?
I thought I read that on the paper, from the application, no drugs.
No drugs mean intoxicating drugs, not the treatment.
Yeah, But medicines would be
all right if you want. Medicines, you see, that is only to help you. Naturally, nowadays, people are coming around to appreciate the natural healing. I mean, natural way of healing by vegetables and other things. But anyhow, if that is required, that is only medicine do little or nothing, I tell you. It is the soul that has the curative power. We simply clear the way to help the soul.
Miss Smith, do you want to ask him some?
He's answered
everything I want to know. Yes? That's John Young.
I was with a master the other day at Mr. Conroe's blind school.
Yes.
Homeopathic medicine you can take to stop smoking in 3 days.
Yeah, that is criteria for us, they say. Criteria for 3X.
Homeopathic.
Aversion. That comes from aversion, like aversion for smoking. Criteria for us, 3X, put it in a glass of water and sip it, say, every 5 minutes for 2 hours or so.
That will cure you from smoking?
That will give you aversion to smoking.
Aversion.
Aversion. Hate it. You won't like to smoke. Yes. Like what? Calcaria fast 3X. 3X is the potency. 3X. X, not X. X is the potency, you see? Homeopathy doctor. You can get from homeopathy.
What is it all?
It is calcium, you see. Calcium and phosphorus. Combined 3X.
Calcium and phosphorus.
Calcium.
Calcium.
Calcium phosphorus. 3X. You got it at a homeopathic
drug. It is prepared. Already, yes.
Where do you get a homeopathic
drug?
Well,
isn't there one here?
No.
Yes, there is. Somebody told me that he's getting his wife treated by a homeopath. Somebody told me
somebody
the other day.
Everybody
in Louisville.
Homeopathic in
Louisville? No, somebody told me here that he's getting his wife treated by a homeopathic. So much.
All right. If he's here, I'll find him. Now, you want to give... No, wait, see what the...
What is the dose?
See what the young man wants.
What is the dose? 3 tablespoons or 3 teaspoons in a glass of water? It's 3 teaspoons in a glass of water.
3 teaspoons in a glass of water?
Oh, no. Those are tablets, you see, prepared. You put it 8-10 tablets in a glass of water, you see. And then have with a small spoonful, take every 5 minutes. One spoon, two spoon, like that.
This is a young man saying.
Yes, please.
Are we supposed to tell the new applicants for initiation to stop smoking before their exemption?
Well, yes, they should. That is, I tell you one thing. Some are such like things which give instantaneous, they affect very quickly. Smoking affects later, but it is to be stopped. They should stop.
Now, do you wish to give your message?
Should I? What message do you have to give?
I'll give you a talk then.
Well, he said, you know, Christ once said to his disciples, I don't want to make you slaves, but as friends. Slaves do not know what a friend could be. Slaves only know just do what he said. Friends, you see, you can appreciate anybody if you just work along with him, see what he's doing. You look like a sweeper going by, that won't. So Christ said, I make you my friends. So I think it is better that you are friends. Because I've told you many times that I am a man like you, with the same privileges that you have got from God. But in a way, I dwelt in a certain way, you have not. And that dwellment is due to the grace of God or the God working through my master. That is how to die while alive, how to be reborn, how to be cut off from the attachments of the world, body and other things. That's the way it is within you already. So, I love you as friends, I would say. I regard you as the children of light. Because I love God, and that light is everywhere, so I have to love you and have regard to you as well. So my point is, you see, what I would like to bring to your notice specially, the initiation does not mean that you become perfect. That is the way to perfection. One does not become a satsangi simply by being initiated. Satsangi word means, sat means unchangeable permanence, and sangi means who is in contact with it constant. We have been put on the way just to analyze our soul, our mind and outward faculties, and have some touch, contact with God power. When you remain a constant companion of that God power, then only you become a true satsangi. Now you have been. I have got something, of course, to start with, how to contact. But unless you begin to be conscious of that power all through, you are not a true satsangi. So, we have to work up, live, mold our lives in accordance with the principles of satsang in thought, speech, and action. Simply you take medicine and put it in the shelf. Would you? Your disease will go. So, all masters say, those who live up to what they are told, and they are there saying that he is my master and I will slave. Let's see, a father has 4 or 5 children. Some children just obey him, others do not. And some children, even not by obedience, he surrenders to the will of his father. Well, father is thus, as I told you yesterday, when you surrender, he becomes your slave. If you have got a son, very obedient, he just works up to your intentions. He never asks for anything. I think what the father does, when he leaves, he simply hands over the key to that son. Not to everybody. He says, well, all right, look to the interest of others. Don't let others not starve. So similarly, those who live up to what they are told, that is what is required. mere obedience, first of all, love requires, if you love me, keep my commandments, as I told you yesterday. We don't keep up commandments. Some do with some modifications, we suit their own interests. Unless we live up to 100% what the Master says, we cannot truly to know what is God is. So, actions speak louder than words, and thoughts are even more potent. A sanghi must lead a daily conduct, must reveal what he is, not what he says, but what he is. If you say love all and see whether he loves all. If he loves all, whether he is always ready to help others without any show. If he still loves, is he ready to sacrifice his everything for him? So not only everybody can know so much about these things, you see. Libraries are full of them. Scriptures are full of them. You see, just what you say, loading an ass with books. What is it now? If you paddle, you see, on a spoon moves in a sweet dish, do you mean that taste anything out of that? To know so many things in your brain will do you little or no good, and perhaps will do more evil than good. Because you act in power, why know so much? But you don't live up to it. The main thing is you must live. And live not willingly, you see. But with joy and love and devotion. So, obedience comes next. And obedience also is not sufficient, we should surrender. This is what is needed. And all masters have been saying like that. If one of you people just find some shortcoming in you, what they say? What's the sense like that? Like a master teaches that way. Some people have been writing to me on account of some shortcomings here and there. I always reply to them, pity it is that I have to carry on with imperfect people. They are all not perfect. They are all on the way to perfection. Those who are on the way to perfection here, that they do. Wow. So just forgive and forget, and we should be on the way for the common cause of God. So that is why what is needed. Live up to what is needed. Truth is above all. But true living is still above truth. People don't know whether you can have contact with the light of God or not. They'll see how you live, how you behave, what your treatment with others. Are you fighting with others for selfish motives? Are you usurping others' rights? Are you just sucking the blood of others? They'll see you from that level. In your life, you see, there's the bulb. If this glass is besmeared with filth, light is there, but that won't give it light. The bulb should be quite clean, without any dust. So our hearts must be what we have got in the heart, that should be at our mouth. And what is at our mouth, that should agree with our thought. When these three agree, there's agreement between the three, consider it is right. Sometimes you do one thing for many days, that becomes habit. Habit turns into nature. It's very difficult to remove that habit. That nature which has formed becomes our nature. So first of all is, what to do? I would say perform no action in secret. then no doubt you'll find this in very healthy fashion. Perform no action in secret. If anything requires secrecy, abandon it at once. Deeds of darkness are committed in the dark. This is first, and that's the criterion of a sin. You want secrecy. That's considered in all our ways of life. Then, further, do nothing which after being done lead you to tell lies. That's also criterion for something wrong, you see. To do one sin that followed by lying, because you want to conceal it, you see. I tell you, the criterion of a saint is one. You find him everywhere like that, in or out, at midnight or daytime, at the pulpit or in his private rooms. Half a saint, when you go to the pulpits, we give very long yards of talk. But when they go to the secret, they do otherwise. Well, mind that. God is in between you, and God power, and also the God in man, also watches everything. How can you deceive him? You can deceive others. Our master used to say, if a child is sitting, a 5 years old is sitting, you won't do anything unbecoming in his presence. You require secrecy. When you think the master, when he gives initiation, that God power just takes possession of you within, he looks to the very thoughts that arise, he knows the very trend you are following, then how can you deceive him? So I always say, be true to your own self. So if you are true to your own self, how can you deceive others, you see? So this is the main criteria, you see. And further, don't desire evil for anyone, irrespective of creed or color. Even in thought, that's the next to come. Anyone, not necessarily your initiate, brother, you see. Anyone. Because whatever thought arises there, you see, that poisons you. Others don't know, but you have been poisoned. And by radiation you will find thoughts are more potent. I gave you, I think, the other day, the example of Akbar the Great, the king, great king of India. Birbal was his minister. He told him whatever a man thinks about anybody, that reacts in others' minds. He said, how can that be proved? So minister took him away to some place or roadside. One man was coming at a distance and told the king, just think anything about him in your mind. The king was going bareheaded, you see. He thought about that man coming, I should shoot him in his mind. When he came by, he passed by him, he said, well, look here, tell me truly, I forgive you. What did it strike to you when you saw my face? He said, I thought you're in the face, I should break your head. That real. Never think evil of others. These are the things we think evil of others, my dear. When we say anything against anybody, what is it? It is thinking evil of others. When we backbite, what we do? We think evil of others. When we make parties with one or the other, what we do? We tell them that this side something, that side something. You are deceiving your own self. And the God in you sees you. That was, I may mention to you today, everyone, in all our controversies go on in my life.
Good morning. and welcome to the satsang from Master Kirpal Singh. The recording you just heard was the first half of a question and answer session and talk that Master gave in Louisville, Kentucky on November 14, 1963. It was called, What is a True Satsangi? Our reader this morning is Pradeep Sethi. Hello, Pradeep.
Hello, and thank you for being here on this Sunday morning. Last Wednesday, I was reading from The Light of Kirpal, Chapter 28, titled Humility. I would continue the same question-answer session. I may need to repeat just one small paragraph for the sake of continuity. Master was explaining. One detailed circular was issued on humility with God's grace. We are put on the way. Guidance is also there. That will cut the tree from the very stem, from the very roots. So, world is there. Now, if you take L out of it, word remains. That's all. But he likes who more? I think you can reply that better. Devotee, the ones who obey him, Master, those who obey him, and progress. Merely sitting won't work. We sit down and don't do what he wants us to do. When I was in school, there was one geometrical problem and the professor came into the class and said, you could not solve this geometrical problem last year. He addressed me and one or two more. Try tomorrow. Tomorrow is Sunday. Try to see if this could be solved. The next morning, I went and sat down. First, I solved that problem in a very long way, then in a shortcut way. On Monday, we attended the school. He asked, well, have you come to any conclusions? Have you solved the problem? Yes. I told him, I have solved it in two ways. I showed him on the board. Teacher naturally likes students like that. I was among the very lowest set of people who sat at the feet of our master. But through his grace, he liked me. So, you are dear. All of you are dear. Don't think you're not dear. But more dear is he who makes progress and lives according to the commandments. But that you can only have if you live a righteous life and also progress spiritually. Perhaps you do not know how much I like you. I don't think you know at this level. A child does not know how much the mother likes him. So rest assured, I have love for you, most especially you who sat at the feet of my master. There is one old one here too who sat at the feet of master. This is a relationship of brothers and sisters. Cannot be broken. A relationship which cannot be broken after death. Remember his commandments. If you love the master, just abide by his commandments. If I love you all, then what do I expect from you? Your progress. A seed is sown. It could sprout into a tree and bear forth laden with fruit. This is what I wish for you. I wish you to progress more than me. Have courage, don't be discouraged, go on doing, and help will come. At every step, help will come unasked for, and that help is given by that power which is within you all. I have got a little ingress with the grace of my master. That's all I can say. Next chapter, on Selfless Service, December 15, 1970, Dehradun. She told me just now that she is going tomorrow. She's very sad. It would be very kind if she could remain here. When she comes to some place, let her remain there forever, not to go back. You have come here. Certain friends don't allow you to remain here. Then what you have to do is unavoidable. When we come home, we should not go away, you see. Our home is the Father's home. You have come from there, so you have to go back. We might be sent, that's another thing. We should not come on our own accord. You feel sad when going back, and naturally I have not got a stone heart. I have got a heart of flesh and bone. I also do feel, you see, but it is unavoidable. We have to go back. Anything special? Devotee, I have a question to ask Master. Yes, please. Devotee, about selfless service financially. Master, beg your pardon. Devotee, selfless service on the diary. Financially now, we go downtown, some of these little children and the beggars come up and they pester us for money. And I don't want to say go away. And yet I don't want to give them money if I'm not supposed to. Master, beggary has become a profession. If you investigate, you'll find that they are master of hundreds, thousands. I have seen beggars here who left 20,000 and even more. That becomes a profession, you see. Devotee, what about the crippled children? There is a boy in Delhi who has no leg, and he is only 7 years old or so. Master, this is a reaction of the past. We can't help it. What to do? Devotee, we should just not give. It is better not to. Master, we have to see. You can see if they really need it. Money might be given. Generally, it is a profession. Those who are really needy, there are some. That's all right. You have just to look out of the compassion of your heart. How you feel at that time. Needy people really don't beg. I tell you, they are dying and they will prefer dying rather than begging. Such like people are many. They are ashamed to beg. So, such like people should be helped most. When they make a profession, children go around begging, bring the money and they split it. They are given something, but not everything they bring. That has become a profession everywhere. Devotee, that would answer the same purpose, Master, that people who won't help themselves, you shouldn't keep on helping them. If they won't help themselves, you shouldn't keep helping them. Master, help them to stand on their own legs. That's all. That's all right. It is a better way to help somebody to stand on their own legs. You might help them temporarily to stand on their own legs, to make him lean on you all through life is making him a cripple. The intention behind should be good. That's all. I have seen people who would prefer dying rather than begging. Such like people should be helped most. If anybody is in trouble, dying from hunger, give him. There is no hard and fast rule not to give to anybody. That is why Swami Shivdayal Singh tells in his view, which is probably correct to some extent, I use the word extent, people may take it as a very narrow way, he says, give everything to the master. He does not want it for himself. He will distribute to really needy people and you will earn his pleasure. He doesn't keep money and worldly things. He distributes. He lives on his own earnings. So if you are giving to someone and it is helping him to go down, that also brings on some karmic reaction, you see. You use it for public good or to those who are needy, who are sick, this and that thing. That is the purpose behind giving it. Suppose a man is a drunkard and cursing, and you help him. Then you help him to drink more, is it not? You might help to bring him around to leave off drinking. That's another thing. The same thing is done, but the result will be according to the intentions. To help others, serve and sacrifice for others, that is good. But sometime we serve with the result that others go down. When you see anyone dying of hunger, needy, or he may be a family man or all alone, give to him, but give, don't give it as alms. Share with him. You see, to share with others is good. To give alms is no good, because that reaction will come. Every 12 years there is celebrated the Kumbh Mela on the river Ganges. Thousands of people gather together. Last time at Haridwar in 1968, there was a very big gathering. Some people invited me to preside. They said, you may give some talk over there, you will preside, it is better to spend a week or 10 days there. So I went. I wrote a notice outside our camp, please don't give alms, in big words. And the result was, our camp had 6,000 to 7,000 people. We had 2 hours of meditation in the morning, 2 in the evening, and 1 during the day. 5 hours meditation daily. 5,000 people sat. That was a 2-hour talk in the morning and 2 hours at night. So it was all calm and quiet. We had a common kitchen. The minimum price was charged, 8 annas, half a rupee. You know how much that comes to? Very little. We offered them rice and pudding and everything. The result was that all of the men from the other camps came running there, and another more than 200 were given free food. With all that, there was not profit, but no loss. The police officers who were in charge there came up and heard the talk. They were so absorbed in the talk that although they had to go on duty at 8, they forgot till 11. So people came to our camp freely. No worry. We did not put any hindrance on them. The result was, on the 13th of April, that is the harvest day when thousands and thousands of people come and have a bath in the Ganges River, on that day, they don't allow anybody to preach. They make a special camp there for a talk. I gave a 3-hour talk there. I said, share with others. And some people said, well, look here. He should not be allowed to come here to the Kumbh Mela. I was breaking the law, you see. Master chuckles. So begging is no good. Sharing is all right. He is your brother in God. It is your duty to serve him, but not to those who have become beggars as a profession. Just see to him. Go sift into it, what is what. While one action binds you, the same action under other circumstances is not binding on you. If you give to someone, share with others, that's all right. Well, he is a son of God. I am a son of God. If you give alms, then reaction will come and you'll have to receive it. Is it not binding on you? Things are very clear. People go on in a business way, give, give, give. I will take compassion on your own self, and you have got the opportunity to help your brother. We are all brothers and sisters in God, are we not? And Master unites that real relation which already is true, which lasts even after death. It does not break away. In Hindi, the word de means give. The same word de also means body, you see. 2 words, 2 meanings for the same word. Kabir says, so long as you're in the body, in the they. Give, give, give. When you are no longer in the body, who will ask you to give? Devotee, Master Savan always used to say, first develop the light of spirituality within yourself, then you can give to others. Master, it is better that there should be no reactions. Basic thing. If you share with others, that's all right. If you give, you have to take back. if people give only so that they may have some return from that here and hereafter, that is a business. You will be able to give in the right way who is spiritually progressing, not otherwise. So man is one who lives for others. Animals live for themselves. They fight with each other with their horns. If a man behaves in the same way, then who is he? He is not a man. He is a beast in man. Man must earn his livelihood by sweat of his brow, maintain himself in a simple way, do the best he can, then live for others. If one man leaves body, his thousands or millions, everything he has is left behind. Why not make the best use of what you have to serve others? Serve others, not others, but your brothers and sisters in God. So serve others physically, financially, intellectually, and last of all, spiritually, to raise them up. What you have been given, share with others. That will grow more and more and more. By keeping reserved, things reserved will not grow more. Have love for all. That requires no philosophy, only common sense. Once Master Sawan Singh, our own master, went to war. He was an SDO, subdivision officer in construction. When he returned from battle, he remained for a year or so. There was a saint at Peshawar who I also had my school career. He used to go to him. He used to offer him 10 rupees every time. One time he came, he was told, I will have 20 now. He said, well, Baba, have you become greedy? No. This is only to take away something of your earnings for the money you have received, which you did not deserve. You did not do your duty fully. So this will take away that poison out of your earning. I won't keep it. I will distribute it. To give, this is usually in all religions, teeth. Giving teeth in Mohammedan, it is a 40th portion. This is a minimum. Our master used to give in the beginning 1/10 of his earning. Then later on, he bought all his earnings before his master put it before him. Baba Jema Singh sent it to his family, you see, and never spent it for his own purposes. He have to slowly give everything, body, mind, and soul. That will come. When you give everything, what is left to you? You are all alone with God. These are the entanglements that bind us to the world by give and take. And man body is a very golden opportunity we have got, in which we can wind up, give and take, finish off, and go back to our home. Don't sow more seeds to be reaped. Give forever, never dreaming of return. That will only come when you share with others. Even if you only have 2 loaves of bread, even those who have millions, they also require the same. How much can you eat? You can wear only 1 dress. Even though you have hundreds of dresses in the closet, that very thing you can share with others who are needy. The self-developed service and sacrifice. Devotee, is there much of a problem about give and take among the initiates? Master, I tell you, if you have given up the whole to the master, you don't think of anything for yourself. But with how many men can you share? Those who are really needy, you may give to the master, not to the initiate. If you give to the initiate, then you'll have to take back. After all, the account is there. That can be readjusted by the master within your own pale. That's all right. But if you have the same thing with others who are not on the way, then their account is kept by that power, negative power. Those who are needy, give them. Even those who are initiated, they are not to lean on you. Make them stand on their own legs. That's all right. To help anybody who is in need and is on the way, that's all right. But if one man is dying and you help another man who is an initiate who can well live on his own earnings, ignoring that man who is dying, then that is, I think, not wanted. After all, he has got the same soul within him, the same God power within him. The only difference, you have been put on the way and he has not been put on the way. The same privilege is in him too as a man. I'll tell you a story. 10th Guru, Guru Gobind Singh, fought for the sake of keeping honor of the ladies of those time. There was one man on duty, Kanhaiya by name. His duty was to give water to whoever wanted it while fighting. He gave water to whom? To all those who were initiated and to all those who were not initiated. And the men, initiates, who were not all saints, they were on the way, complained to the master, "Look here, our own man has served enemies. All right, call him." He called him. "Well, do you give water to everybody?" He said, "Yes." "Why, Kanhaiya?" "Because I see the same light within them too." Guru Gobind Singh said, "He has understood my teachings in the right way." So there are the teachings of the masters. So all are satsangis, I would say. The only difference is that you have been put on the way and they have not been put on the way. That's all. The same treasure is within them. You have become a little conscious and there is something and they have not. That is the only difference. When you see all men alike, you love everybody. "Peace be unto all the world over under thy will, O God." That will come out of such a heart. Christ said to the rich man that he should leave all and follow me, sell everything, distribute everything, and come to me. We are sitting like cobras on the wealth underneath. We won't use it ourselves and we let nobody else use it. Leave all and follow me. You've read the Bible. That means that you give up everything and distribute it. We are controlled. We are bound by those things. So darkness cannot be removed by fighting. It is removed only when a little light is brought in, that's all. Then everything becomes clear as daylight. But we are imprisoned in our own way of thinking. We cannot look beyond. We should rise above and see what is what. The same view will bind you. The same view will free you. It is all yours. I give it back to you. If a banker is there, he gives you, say, $1,000 or $10,000 and says, "Well, all right, give $5,000 here and $2,000 here." What is your job? To give it. It is in his money, is it not? All is given by God. It is his grace. Share with others. You follow now very clearly what is wanted. This is a way of living which makes you happy here and hereafter too, and helps in the spiritual way. So give so long as you are in the body. That is what Kabir said. When you are no more in the body, who will ask you to give? It is always through the grace of God we sit together in his name. When we sit in his name, he is there. Christ said, "If you sit together in my name, I am there." God power is there. That way you feel blessedness. Even in the atmosphere, effect is there, charged. So, anything else? Any questions? I think they're all definite subjects. We need these things very much. They are not new things. They have already been given in scriptures, but we have not digested them. That's all. All right, I have to go. Thank you. Next chapter, Purity of Heart, December 17, 1970. Devotee, question, do you meditate now? Master, suppose I say yes or no, how will it help you? Look here, an actor acts in all phases of life, on the stage. His nature has become centered in acting. When you develop what you not like to dip into the sea of immortality, we can, even outside, Master's inner vision is wide awake. Even while working outside, he is enjoying. That comes in due course. Once Ramakrishna Paramahans, perhaps you have heard his name, the guru of Swami Vivekananda, had one plate full of honey. He asked, well, look here, Vivekananda, if you were a bee, from which side would you eat the honey? He replied, well, I would eat from the corner. Okay, why? He says, I'm afraid my wings would get entangled and would get stuck. Then I would drown. Ramakrishna told him, well, it is a sea of immortality. Plunge headlong into it, you won't die. So develop that vision all around. Man is in the make, but that's the ultimate goal. I always like to cut off from outside and enjoy fully, but I am only a puppet working in the hands of God, you see. His grace working. So, as you are enjoying this, I also enjoy. He is in you. You follow me? What I mean to say? Even if you get for only a few minutes, dip into it. It is all an ocean of intoxication. Is there any place where God is not? Is there any place where God is not? It is all His apparition, you might say. All this came into being from one word of His. I am one and wish to be many. It's all His expression. When the inner eye is open, then naturally you enjoy. A fish is in the water and asks, where is water? He becomes conscious only when he is in the water. Our very life is water. May I give you an example? There are so many insects here in this atmosphere, which you cannot see now because they are more etherealized. We are not at that level. If you see through a microscope that magnifies 700 times more than it is, the tiny things which are not visible to us can be seen as insects. When your inner eye is open, you see him outside, inside, like a fish you enjoy. Don't you follow? So that can be had. That is the fate of everybody whose inner vision is open. You see, light is inside, and you see all is the expression of God. It is all ringing radiance going on. Ringing radiance. I would say radiance which gives out ringing. You'll live like a fish in the water and enjoy even the outer things. That's the ultimate goal of this course. This is awaiting each of you. Little work has to be done. That's all. Even at work, you enjoy it. We have not written of this finiteness. Just like a microscope, you see the forms there. When you have got the single eye open, you see inside and outside also. So we are all children of light. Only we have become identified with the outer things so much so that we have forgotten ourselves. For ages and ages we have been identified with these things. Now it is time to rise above them. This is the first step. We are light, and the same thing within is also light. But it is denser light, you might say. You'll find out, strange enough, he's here in us. and we are in him, and we don't know. I will stop here for today, and with the grace of Master, I should be able to continue during my next reading. Thank you very much. Thank you, Master.
And thank you, Pradeep, for reading for us. There were 82 people at this morning's satsang. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And thank you, Master, for providing this for us.
So thank you all of you for your patient hearing, what I have come to know, what I should show you. I will carry my sweet remembrance of you all and pray God may take you back home. That's all I can say, the best wishes I can have for all of you.